from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God. Oh.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I would run around this studio.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty. What's going on, man? What's up, baby?
Stymie and Daryl the Guru Johnson, if you've... Already?
No, you had somebody else on your mind, it sounds like.
Well, boy. I felt like I remembered that we didn't do a show Thursday and Friday, so yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. Evan and Dumas held it down for us, did a great job.
Yeah.
Did you listen?
If you say so.
Oh, right. That mother Evan.
Hey, first of all, let's not bury the lead. We got the summit tonight at Fremont Bank in Fremont.
4-6.
Yeah.
I see you as excited.
Yeah, I mean.
You can put down for the gas mileage to there. You can,
Well, I don't.
Expense.
Can I do that even though I have an electric car? That's
a
good question.
You can do what you want.
That's actually a good question. I didn't think about that. I tell you what, though, Goo, I was looking at a map and, you know, no complaints, but. Fremont's kind of down there a little bit.
It was right by the Yune. It's the sister of the Yune, so I'm happy.
But it's south of the Yune, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it's after. They call it the Tri-City. Hayward, Fremont, Union City.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, when we were gone, the Warriors, you know, finalized some stuff, and it's the off season, and it looks like it's going to, wane a little bit. Larry Markkanen's still out there, but doesn't look like anything's imminent, but the Warriors are in on it. So how are Warriors fans feeling right now on July 8th, a week after free agency opened? You excited, Goo?
No, I love the question. I'm nervous. And
already?
Yeah, I'm nervous because I'm looking at what Sacramento did and other teams, Sacramento landing or swapping out Barnes or whatnot for a guy that's a great free throw shooter and DeMar DeRozan who can get his own bucket. So you look at that, you know, what you would think ending five for the Sacramento Kings who ended your season. So I'm just looking at the help for Steph Curry, Steiny, and I know there's two sides of the court, but offensively, I'm not mad at Buddy Hield. I'm not mad at Slow Mo. And what did you call it? What have you taught me? Those are moves around the edges. So Melton is on the squad, but Steiny, I still think they need another big component, and that's why I am hoping to God, Markkanen, who I think is the best guy left out there that's possibly attainable, that's where it keeps me up at night, to where I'm like, man, there's nobody that can tell me. Now, I know Evan was talking about the aprons, and they're out of the second apron or whatnot, and they might be out of the first one, barely. But my thing is, as a fan, Steiny, that doesn't, I don't care about that. I need at firepower and weaponry on the court, and I just don't know who's going to be starting for this team as currently constructed, and that's what gives me a little pause.
All right, well, we got time to figure that out.
All right.
And I mean, a couple things that happened over the weekend was a lot of the players who've been involved in free agency have been talking. The U.S. team that's going to be playing in the Olympics, all those guys were talking, including Steph Curry. I'll tell you the one thing that kind of hit me. I really feel like, looking back on it with Klay Thompson, it was like a Durant situation. I think the team kind of knew he was gone early in the season. Wow. I really do, because, I mean, Steve Kerr saying he made the right decision, and Steph Curry saying, well, everybody just wants Klay to be happy. That tells me that Klay Thompson was not happy. Everybody knew it. And that was the feeling going into free agency. And they just couldn't, they couldn't find a way to make it happen. And I think at the end of the day, Klay didn't want to be here. And the Warriors really didn't want him back, as tough as that is for maybe some fans to hear.
Yeah, that's real. And you kind of just hit me in a cardiac muscle with that, because I share with you my thoughts, you and Evan, in the green room, Steiny, about Curry opening up about his phone call the day before free agency with Klay Thompson. And, you know, I'm a hapless sports romantic. I like that stuff. And Steph Curry talked about how he didn't oblige the wishes of Klay Thompson telling him not going to management. Curry said he did anyway, and just told him that Klay was supposed to be a Warrior. So when I bring up the word romantic, Steiny, I wanted to see the big three ride it out. But if Klay was going to depart and not be a part of this, I wanted it to be because Paul George or a big boy like a marketing was going to take his spot. Like, that to me was worth it. And right now, the three guys that I mentioned, Slow-Mo, Melton, and who else am I forgetting?
Buddy Hield.
You know, that's not enough, and it's not done. So I am down and a bit melancholy that Klay left because of his own reasons. But I do wonder, Steiny, and you tell me if on a Monday I'm thinking wrong, but it's just with my heart. Where did it go wrong? And I think it went wrong in regard to Klay wanting to get out of here, is when your boss has you on a golf course and it's just you and him, one-on-one. Jordan Bird, Commodore 64 back in the day, one-on-one, Steiny, and the boss doesn't bring up your contract situation. That, to me, is when I hit rewind. Like, does Joe Lacob maybe regret that he didn't bring it up?
No.
Of course not. Okay, and that's why I'm mad that Klay left. I understand it, but what could be different? And I think Joe Lacob could have set the tone, and it could have been different.
He didn't want him. Go.
But he didn't tell him then, though, with the words.
Just like Durant.
But
it was just like
me,
Durant.
Steiny, just tell me it's over.
What? Who? Who should tell who?
Joe Lacob. Like, why? We don't see you part of the future.
Well, they didn't see him part of the future at $20 million. They saw him part of the future at $9 million. I mean, you know, I don't, like, this is just one of those things to me where there wasn't a phone call or a conversation that was going to change things.
But there's a right way to do things when it comes down to respect. And golfing on that outing, with this being the rat on the table brought to you by Atco, Steiny, Klay's contract and that not being brought up just doesn't sit well with me. Now, you could, well, that mean diddly squat. It's just, that's not good business, I don't believe. Klay deserved better.
I guess. Okay. But, like, look at Paul George.
I'll take
that. Paul George is upset in L.A. He thought he was disrespected.
But he don't have the history as Klay has in L.A. as Klay has here.
I think there's a scenario in which Joe Lacob didn't like the way Klay went about his year.
You could be totally right.
I mean, I think it's...
You could be totally right.
Know, I think it's... I just don't understand the part, I should say I do understand, is them playing golf and not talking about it.
Wow.
Because... I don't I want to say I know both guys, but I could see it. I could absolutely see it, him not wanting to bring it up. And maybe, and again, at that point when they golfed in May, look, I bet you Joe Lacob, they wanted to get Clay back on something like the mid-level, and there was no way he was coming back on the mid-level, and so he just decided it was time. And he's in Dallas.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you heard Steve Kerr, I mean, he's not even fazed by this because he knows that nothing ends well in this league for the most part. It just doesn't.
Mm-hmm. And to piggyback on that, let's put another rat on the table early, Stein. He is, maybe he doesn't have the rat on the table of worrying about Clay's feelings moving forward.
Exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson's gone. That's official. The Warriors have replaced him with three guys as of right now. De'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, Buddy Hield. My question to Warrior fans is, do you think right now this team's better than last year? Is it better than last year, this team right now? Can those three guys make up for the loss of Klay Thompson and to a lesser degree, Chris Paul? I mean, the team got younger. That's for sure. The team's finances are in better shape. That's for sure. The one thing I do think that was interesting is, you know, Steph Curry called that two-year, $48 million offer in a story with Sam Amick. Curry said, you know, it was a fair offer, that two for 48. And then he said, but I know the years, Clay wanted more years. Mm. And so the Warriors obviously drew the line at 2 years, and people can say Clay took less to go to Dallas, and they'd be right, but Dallas clearly was ready to give him a third year and did, and the Warriors did not want to give Clay Thompson a third year. And so, to me, that's the biggest reason why he's not here anymore.
Yeah, and so now you boil it down. That was well said.
So the Warriors have just said, okay, you know what, Clay, we love you so much. Here's 3 years. That's not the way you do business.
Well, then explain Draymond getting four.
I can't.
Okay. So,
well, yes, I can. For the 8 millionth time, they were in a different place last year. They thought they were in a different place. I mean, like,
they thought they were a title contender. My tenure shouldn't be dedicated on what the future. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm Clay Anthony Thompson. You know I'm slipped. I'll never be what I was. But I made the most threes the last two of the three NBA seasons. You know what I am. The whole thing was about, hey, we may never win another title. It's about keeping this unit together. So when you break it down and Curry saying it was more than fair, when I think about it, Stani, it really boiled down to 1 year. And you feel like, is 1 year worth, even if we take it on the chin from a Warrior organization standpoint, keeping a guy that's, you know, that's one of the all-time fan favorites? To me, that 1 year is worth it.
I gotta tell you, the way some people think about this is mind-boggling to me.
In what regard?
This is not CYO. This ain't Mighty Mites. It's not Little League. It's a business.
Yeah.
And whether it's right or wrong, the Warriors did not want to give Clay Thompson 3 years. And if they didn't want to give him 3 years, I guess I don't have sentimentality. You don't just say, well, we'll give him 3 years. Why? Because he's Clay Thompson? No.
But okay.
Why?
I'm not. Hey,
why?
I understand that.
What if
okay.
So you're,
I got something
you make
for
you. Some moves,
mm-hmm.
All right, and you have a budget in mind, and you have your long term salary cap or your long term salary slots all figured out, and you're looking at it, and you're trying to look a year ahead, 2 years ahead, and you realize as an organization, the best thing for the organization is Clay, you could only give Clay 2 years. You can't then just give him three, even though in the organization you don't think that's the best thing for your franchise because he happened to be one of the three guys who won four titles.
Okay.
Right. That's just the way I am.
No, and I'm not mad at you, but I just, and you tried to answer it, Stani, and to whoever's listening, their own prerogative, but I get what you're saying. They thought they were at a different place, but damn it, when you talk about stature and what these guys have meant and what Clay's been through and that thought process, the computer spits out 4 years for Draymond Green and that same computer only spits out two for Clay Thompson, I, as a fan, have a problem
Why?
With that.
Why?
Because Dre, that contract is killing them right now. And if you're just going to say they thought they were here and that get, and that thought process gave Dre four, Clay should easily have got a third year.
Why?
Because you should have been thinking about legacy and you wanted this dude to ride out being a Golden State Warrior.
Dude, they didn't.
Yeah.
They knew they had to move on.
What?
And
from the wrong guy.
Well, okay, so here's the other.
From the wrong guy.
So here's the other question. Okay, so you re-signed Draymond last year. Okay, it's a mistake, right?
Totally.
Okay, so what are you going to do? Make another mistake by signing another old player?
Would it have been one more year been a mistake, Steiny?
Yes. Yes, it would.
All right, to you, I don't believe that.
Well, wait a minute. So you're going to say giving Draymond 4 years is a mistake, but giving Clay three is not a mistake.
Yeah, I'm talking about Draymond's four for everything he's done off the court and being uncontrollable. I'm not even talking about basketball. I'm talking about the embarrassment of awarding somebody that just pisses on your franchise and nobody checks them. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about ball. Clay's been a model citizen busting his ass to get
back.
And all he can get is two, but a dude that just hijacks multiple seasons and runs around talking and spilling all the beans gets rewarded. That's what bothers me.
Well, he got rewarded last year and
didn't even make the playoffs in year one of that contract because of who? I'll let you figure it out. Because of who?
Well, partly because of Clay.
No, stop. Steiny shot 39% from three.
But he moped all season, and it's clear. First of all, I'm playing devil's advocate here. I don't have a strong opinion. I don't think it's a big, like, I get Clay is a big player in this parts.
Absolutely
in these parts,
incredible.
But I'm sorry, Goo. I'm sorry, Goo. To me, you sign Clay to 2 years, 3 years, or you let him go, and you bring in Melton, and it's not that big a difference. Unfortunately, Clay ain't Clay from 6 years ago. So, again, my question is, okay, I'll give it to you. I'll give you, they made a big mistake with Draymond Green. You can't make another one. Like, maybe that's the way they looked at it.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Draymond Green, we gave him money. He ruined the season. Well, what are we going to do? Reward Clay now for 3 years when he was sullen the entire year and he went through stretches where he didn't play well? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Like, this is what I mean. There's no right answer here. There's no correct way to have played this. And you can't tell me this team would be in better position right now if they had just re-signed Klay Thompson to 3 years, and they'd have Draymond, so they'd have the big three for two more years. I don't think that's necessarily better, not at all, from a basketball standpoint, than where they are now.
So you asked a question earlier. Let me just, because I didn't even give you a chance to answer. Right now, today, and I know it's technically not finished, Donnie, do you think they're better than the final buzzer that went off in the playing game in SAC? I don't.
I think they might be, believe it or not.
And I'm not mad at the moves, but the moves didn't move the needle. They need some weaponry, man.
Well, look, you're only going to be happy with a star.
Mm.
I mean, you are. We know that. But there's a, like...
Can I say something to you?
I got to tell you. I got to... Yeah. I hate to say it, because I love the guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't very good last year. I don't care. 30. You can say 39 until the cows come home. He was not very good last year. And yes, I absolutely think that Melton and Hield and Anderson, and I know they're not all going to play Clay's position, but that they could be better with those three guys and then losing two old declining players. That's who they were, unfortunately.
Do you think, and for people out there that disagree with me, Steiny, and I'm sure that there are, I'm leading this conversation with my heart. I would rather the Warriors come back and not make the playoffs with the big three than make these moves around the edges, tell Clay night-night, and we boil it down with your math, and you're right, to 1 year. I would rather watch that end with them together than them doing what they're doing and still might not make
the playoffs.
It would be.
Well, what if they make the playoffs?
But what if they don't?
Okay, they might not, but they didn't make it last year.
Yeah, but I just.
So you want to keep a team together that didn't make the playoffs last year?
Well, there was the big proponent and why they didn't make the playoffs was Draymond Green's suspension.
And Clay's declining play.
All right.
And Wiggins' mediocre year. And Steph Curry's poor second half.
Right.
Those are four things.
Yeah. And now those are three. And we got to move forward not knowing what the future holds, Donnie. Those things can repeat themselves.
They might.
And you know, we could look around like, you can't blame Clay. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know what's funny is a lot of people were disappointed with the Warriors traded Jordan Poole, and then he has a terrible year in Washington, and everyone's saying, see, great trade. Yeah. What if Clay's terrible in Dallas? Will people then say, you know what, the Warriors made the right decision because he wasn't in a position to help us anymore? 888-957-9570 is the number. The other thing we got to get into, because it's clearly a part of this, and I'm sick and tired of not having to talk about it because people, pitting one guy. It's Draymond Green. Draymond Green is in the center of it all. And Draymond Green is a Warrior for the next 3 years. Klay Thompson's gone, and Steph Curry's got two more years. And I'll say it again, Draymond's going to be here for three more years unless they can move him. So what do you think?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. Let's go to Dennis in San Francisco. What's going on, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I think the only way, I might have said this to you guys last week, we got to bite the bullet and start rebuilding. And that means trading Curry and get what you can for him, because they have to bite the bullet. Markkanen is not going to put you over the top. And that's even, you know, he doesn't even stay on the floor, for God's sakes. If you go after Markkanen, and you're going to have to give up Kuminga and probably Pods and a lot of draft picks. I mean, that would, if I was Ainge, that's what I'd be looking for. Kuminga, Pods, and a lot of draft picks. Why don't we hopefully get maybe a younger player from them or for whoever we can, get some younger players for Steph and a lot of draft picks. I mean, they're going to have to bite the bullet, because the way Steph's contract is, and the CBA, we can't get anybody to make this any better. You know, we just don't need marketing. We need a lot more than marketing if we're going to actually compete for a title. That's how I see it anyway.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Dennis. I can't necessarily disagree with that. If you drop marketing on this team, it'll probably cost you Kuminga. Would you be better? Maybe right away, because Kuminga's more polished and more, experienced than Kuminga. But what's going to happen in 2 or 3 years? I'm kind of with Dennis. I mean, the idea that you can acquire marketing and then do something else, and all of a sudden you're back as a top four team in the West and competing for a title. I mean, I don't know, Warrior fans, is that the way you're still operating? I can't operate like that anymore. I can't. I got to do what's best for the franchise. The other thing that Curry said, which I thought was interesting, in an article with Sam Amick in The Athletic. I mean, Amick twice asked Steph, you know, if things don't go well, you want to, and Steph said, look, I want to be a Warrior for life. But he also then says, you know, I know that in this league, things change quickly. They change very quickly.
Man.
So, listen.
What did you take from that answer?
I'll tell you exactly what I took from that answer.
Things change quickly.
What I took from that answer is everything's on the table. Maybe not right now, but come trade deadline in 2025, all bets are off.
Wow, man.
I mean, you look at this team right now, could they be a little better than last year? Yeah, I think they could be. Could they be worse? Yes, I think they could be. And if they're worse, then it's time to start asking some really hard questions and start thinking about the realities of where they are and where Steph is in his career. I mean, you owe it to the fan base.
Wow. And I was listening to Evan and Jay over the holidays, Steiny, and while they were doing their show, Orlando, they extended Franz Wagner 5 years, $224 million. And Evan was talking about the impact that had on possibly Kuminga moving forward and the Warriors. So I got to think Kuminga's sitting somewhere like that, like the Brandon Ayuk situation. I mean, you know, the price, yesterday's price ain't today's price. You know what I mean? So,
well, let me ask you this, yeah, dude. Would you extend Jonathan Kuminga this offseason?
I would not. Because okay. I've gotten burnt twice okay. doing that.
And what if Steph Curry's agent comes to the Warriors and says, we'd like to work on an extension? Would you do that?
With a blank piece of paper, Stoney.
That's just a blank piece of paper.
Because I know Steph ain't going to take us to the cleaners.
Can't do it. What do you mean?
He ain't going to. He knows.
Like, again, he's the only one who's never taken a pay cut.
And don't you think this time he might? No. You know what I'm saying?
Is this the time Draymond's going to get his act together? I mean, I can't hope for something that's never happened before.
Would you do the extension if you're looking for
Kuminga? Wow. Oh, for Kuminga. Yeah. I don't think I would, because times have changed, unfortunately.
But
they just have.
Curry, I don't like that. Things change quickly.
They do.
Because they're changing. It's happening right here.
We've seen it.
It's happening now.
They've been a champion. They lost in the second round. Now they're out.
And Clay's gone.
In 2 years.
Yeah.
Champion, second round exit, no playoffs.
And we don't even know who the starting two is.
Yeah, that doesn't really bother me.
Well, it does to me.
Well, Clay wasn't even the starting two last year, so it'll probably be Pods. But maybe not. 888-957-9570. Warrior fans, how's the offseason sinking in for you? You know, the Clippers lost Paul George for nothing. Paul George said he felt disrespected. He talked a little bit about how close he thought the Warriors and him were. Also, they're not done. The Warriors aren't done. They may not be making a move in the next month or two, but there's no way this team is done making moves. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you exactly why on the other side. Don't forget, Warriors Summit tonight, Fremont Bank, 4 to 6. Join us if you can. That segment was brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. I'm not doing Paul George.
I've done that.
Either one of these guys gets me excited and aroused.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thanks, Steph. Appreciate that. Oh, boy.
Evan sticking it to us early.
Hey.
How so? I didn't like that rejoin.
It was just... Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I got hit on it, too.
Yeah, well, you always get hit.
What if I told you, Goo, and you know, sometimes I disagree with you in the moment, but then I think and I let time slip by, and then I come around a little bit. You know what's not good? Well, it's fine, but Steph playing in the Olympics. You know what? You see all these videos they're making behind the scenes of the guys walking into the hotel in Vegas, and Steph was the first one there. And the first thing he said was something like 39 days. That's how long this is going to take.
Man.
Between the time they report and the time the Olympics are over.
I hate it.
39 days. And this team ain't a lock. People disagree with me, but this team ain't a lock.
And Dalton Johnson from NBC Sports Bay Area tweeted that Curry was licking at his hand. Yeah. No, ain't no
Because there's gold in that hand,
dude,
bro.
I'm just like, what? Send him home. I went crazy, man. Send him home. Stoney, we got a super chat. $5 from Jim Molay.
Okay.
Shout out to Guru for introducing me to Mario Elliott at the old ship yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. Went to the see Bronny, meet Bonte Spadoni and nephew Benny.
Oh.
And he didn't play. Load management.
Well, of course, Mario Elliott's 60 years old. Of course, Mario Elliott didn't play.
No, Bronny.
Bronny. So you couldn't invite, introduce Jimmy Molay to anybody who plays currently?
Well, no, Jimmy came to talk to me, bought us a drink. Thanks, Jim.
Oh.
And his lovely wife.
Nice.
But yeah, had a good time.
Yes.
It's weird being at the ship without you guys, you know. I'm with NBA champs.
Oh, you didn't go to the ship on Wednesday, Evan?
No, I was there yesterday. You guys weren't there.
I'm confused.
Yeah,
but that's
we went to the ship yesterday after the summer league.
You
game.
Did?
That's where
you
I
went
met
to the
Jim.
Ship on a Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Unprecedented.
Yeah.
Action? Yeah,
there's an 800 number somewhere.
Was it action?
Yeah.
Anybody?
I just like people, so I like to be around people.
Some people have actually. Their own church.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's working? Anybody we knew?
The blonde hair guy, the youngster. He called me Goo. The blonde hair guy comes into the side.
I don't know his name, but we like him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
Ellie listening to us now, headed to nap. I don't think he like you throwing his age out there.
I don't even know how old he is. I just threw it out there.
I think you might have been close.
I'm sorry, Mario. Yeah. I think he's about my age.
Yeah.
He's got to be about my age. But, if he's listening, let me tell you something about Mario Ellie, kids. one of the most competitive players in league history.
Yeah.
Mario Elie.
Mario.
Well, if you're close to him, they call him Rio.
There you go.
Actually.
That's what I call him. Him and Mullen on the same high school hoop team in New York.
Exactly. Yeah. Mario Elie, he could compete. Hey, what's going on? You want to know about Lauri Markkanen?
Yeah.
Tony Jones was on with Jason Dumas and Evan Giddings. He works for The Athletic, does a lot of writing about the Jazz and the Denver Nuggets. And he said that these teams are running into a little obstacle. Take a listen to Tony Jones. This is about Lauri Markkanen and the Warriors, possibly.
I think one thing that complicates Golden State's package is that they only have essentially two and a half first-round picks that are tradable. You have 26 unprotected, you have 28 unprotected, but the third first-round pick is protected from 1 through 20, which essentially means it's not a first-round pick, because if it conveys in the 20s, and, you know, it's not really a first-round pick if it conveys in the 20s. So, you know, I think that's one thing that, you know, would complicate the packaging. You do have to work around that if you're the Golden State Warriors. And I think that the other thing that complicates the package is you look at what Mikal Bridges went for a couple of weeks ago. He went for 5 firsts. And it wasn't just 5 firsts. It was 5 firsts plus swaps plus Bojan Bogdanovic, which, you know, I firmly think that Brooklyn's going to throw him in circulation. He's going to average 17 to 20 points a game. And then they're going to flip him for another first at the February trade deadline. So I think that at the end of the day, that package is going to be 6 firsts for Mikal Bridges. So, you know, I think that all of that stuff has to be taken into consideration when you think about, you know, what Lauri Markkanen could or could not potentially go for.
Wow. That's important. That to me is hugely important. And this is where Guru and I are different. I like it. And you might say, well, what do you like? What I like is that the Warriors clearly, and I was talking about this last week, they are not enthusiastic about giving up unprotected first round picks. And so I'm out. For that reason, what is it, Shark Tank? For that reason.
Look at you.
I'm out on Lauri Markkanen.
And I hope, you know.
He just doesn't move the needle enough for me.
But I just, you know, right now, what are you? And I think the Warriors, they're in transition.
Right.
And
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
they're in transition. And transition takes time.
Yeah, but I keep going back to that second part of Curry's quote, things change quickly.
Yes,
and
they do.
They can change quickly for the worse. And, you know, I would do it, Stani, and I'm on record as saying I would put Kuminga in any package to get Markkanen, who I think highly of. And, you know, a lot of times when we talk about these players possibly, you know, getting traded, all we think about are the bad years. We don't think about the good. We focus when they got hurt. But, you know, Melton only played 38 games last year, but we're being proactive thinking that was just an anomaly. But I say that to say is I get what you're saying, and that right there sounded like the Warriors are saying, we do care about the future, but what about the present? The best gift the Lord can give you, and that's this upcoming season. And right now, I've never been this baffled or this on the fence of who they are and what they are. Like last year, I was sipping the tea, Stani. I was drunk in love, shout out Beyonce, about the Warrior potential to bounce back and be a competitor, especially when Chris Paul, you know, was signed. You're right. They thought they had action, and that team didn't qualify.
You know why I am – you know why – and I'd love to know how Warrior fans feel about this at 888-957-9570. You know why I'm out on marketing?
Tell me.
Because – if you trade for marketing, okay, and you give up 2 firsts and that 2030 pick, so you're giving up first round picks in 26, 28, and 30, I think the odds are more likely that you would end up trading Steph Curry.
Okay.
Because you give up 3 first-round draft picks, and then things go sideways.
Right.
You are effed. And then the only way you can get picks back, those picks back, are going to be for trading Steph Curry down the line.
And nobody, that's beautiful. I believe it. But Stani, what if that, like, that's something on the train track that you got to face if you hold on to the picks and you continue to not be a playoff team. We've talked about it. We've heard people call. It's a reality. No one wants to see it happen. But, Stani, if you swing and miss on a marketing and it doesn't work out, the way you get, as in the street, Stani, get back would be moving Steph. That would be the one way to, you might even tell Steph
you're in on it.
No, because if you get a guy like a PG, if you had got Paul George or marketing, which you still, I know you're saying there's a chance. If you do, it might be enough.
For what?
To compete for a chip.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm being
Larry Markkanen puts them back in the championship category.
I would love to see it.
Well, that's different than, I don't think Larry Markkanen puts them back in the championship discussion. And boy, how long are we going to do this?
See, and I don't think there were, and people, I can do it because it's me. They weren't your traditional 10 seed. There were extenuating circumstances with Draymond Green. So now I do my math. Okay, we're 5 or 6. Where does marketing take us if we're really, truly a 5 or 6 seed in the West? Could he get us to 3? Who knows? And now,
well, well, if you're going to operate as though this was a better team than last year, well, then you should get mad at Clay Lee.
And that's that partner, and that's why.
But you know what?
Now
they didn't think that.
Yeah.
They didn't think that.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you want to talk about this team being a 50-win team, if Draymond, and you know what? I am, like, it wasn't just Draymond. Like, why can't we look at the season last year and say, let's just be rational? Let's take emotion out of it. Why did we miss the playoffs last year? Okay, Draymond Green getting suspended, that hurt. That's on the Mount Rushmore. All right, who else? Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson, you can tell me anything you want. He didn't have a good year last year. And now we're finding out he was checked out. That's the second reason they didn't make the playoffs. Mm. Reason 3 to me why they didn't make the playoffs is because Wiggins is just,
yeah,
absolutely, positively mediocre right now at best. And then number 4 is Steph Curry's second half. Like, those to me are the 4 reasons they didn't make the playoffs. And I'm using their 4 best players, because their 4 best players didn't get it done. They just did not get it done. And so, don't you have to look at all 4 of those players as opposed to just blaming Draymond in and of himself?
Yes, but when I go to Draymond and why it ends up on him is he gave you a 0 25, 27 times because he was gone. And do you know what I'm saying? Nothing supersedes that. He was finito, not even in uniform.
Well,
I'd rather have you play bad, but be a part of it than a 0.
But you know what I don't want? I don't want you playing bad and not being a part
of
it.
Let me show
you. That's what it sounds like was going on with Klay Thompson last year.
Okay.
I think it.
I'm blown away. He shot 39% with all that he was dealing with. Like, no, seriously. Like, I almost want to give him a medal for that.
Well, that's all he did. Like,
average
that's
18.
All he did.
Average 18.
Right, but
I'm not telling you he was an all-star.
But
I'm
just you're telling me you want him around for 3 years.
We take the name away, and I said Evan Giddings, player A, got average 18 points a game and shot 39% from 3.
You and can't guard twos.
Well,
like, seriously. Yeah. Like, I mean,
well, Buddy Hill can't guard twos, and I'm not saying Buddy is Clay's replacement.
Buddy can shoot it better now.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Okay, I got something to say to you.
Oh.
Because you got me thinking. I'm pulling one of your moves. So you're telling me Steph Curry tired at the second half, and I'm American as anybody. I'm just not in on Curry at this juncture, and I'm being selfish, where the Golden State Warriors are, his age, that him playing in the Olympics is not going to take away or take some endurance away from his stamina come this season. I can't be the only one that's concerned about that. That can look past the gold and say, if the Warriors could control this, I could give you a list of players that have no business down there, but Curry's one of them. And that pains me.
Well, you always want to talk about this organization being first class and this organization doing things the
Clay
right way.
Clay wasn't treated first class.
Okay, well, you know what? telling Steph Curry he can't try to get a gold medal, that's his, every bit as bad
and,
as the
and
way
you're not going to do it.
He can't do it.
But my point is the damage that's going to take.
Well, we'll see.
Okay.
We'll see what happens. In fact, I was telling Dibs the other day, yesterday, I said...
yesterday you were off.
Yeah, I was golfing with him.
Dibs was on the
course.
Ask
him about it. Ask, you can ask him.
What'd you shoot?
85.
Dibbers.
85.
Dibber got a day pass.
Morning pass.
Oh, yeah. All right.
What was I going to say now? I think there should be, and I don't know if it's a study, but I'll tell you what I'm going to be very interested in. Very interested in. Help me out with some of the names here.
All right.
I am going to be very interested in to see in seeing how many of these guys, what they do. These old guys in the Olympics, I am fascinated to see what kind of years they have. LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. Wow. Who else? Who else is 33 or more? Kawhi Leonard.
Who walked into Vegas with a limp. Bate sent me the video. I'm like, he's hurt already.
Exactly. So I am interested to see. I'm gonna have an eye on the veterans who play in the Olympics and what kind of season they end up having.
Wow.
Because I'm scared. 39 days.
And you talk about his second half. Like, if we get to see him or get in front of him, you know, I know you'll bring that up, Stoney, but I am wondering, man, what he thinks about. How many days did you say? How many days are they going to? Is this going to?
39.
Oh, man.
That's probably down to 36 now.
And a finger issue already, if you believe Evan's report.
Evan.
Huh?
Tell Goo to relax about this stupid finger.
It was a report that came across the timeline.
Well, to be fair, Sonny, you also were freaking out about it in the timeline yesterday.
About his finger?
Oh, yeah.
What did I say?
Night-night.
Huh?
You said night-night. Call him home.
I meant the dynasty. I didn't mean the finger.
When you put night-night, it bothered me.
Pull the plug.
Dude, yeah. Come home. And Durant shut down with a calf strain. Yeah. Know what happened last time.
I mean, Curry's basically got a purple heart coming home, right?
He better not start. Just Kirk.
I hope he plays 40 minutes a game and finally gets his gold medal like he deserves.
Well, then get it.
I'm going to be honest with you.
FIBA.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see. At the summit tonight at Fremont Bank, which starts at 4 p.m., you know we're going to be asked this. And we're going to have a big crowd on that roof. And you know Willard likes to get the fan opinion.
Yeah. Willard.
And he's going to probably ask this question. And I got to answer it right. Is the dynasty over? It's over, Goo.
Wow.
Goo, it's over. And the minute we all accept it, then we can start to move on and build this team in a positive way.
And I'll say to that, and I'm going to shock you, I don't know why, when Clay left, it was over. It's currently, even if they win another one, Clay wasn't a part, and that was a big part of, God darn it, three guys that started in 14, 15 that won it are still doing it. One of the three Musketeers is gone. Now, obviously, I'd be at the parade and I'd be giddy, but Stoney, I wanted them to ride out failing together. I wanted them to fail together, even if they couldn't get back to the mountaintop.
Okay. And
I wanted to see that ending.
Okay.
And it's almost like with the year they blew the 16 finals because of Draymond, that they went and got Durant, and that was euphoria. But I was robbed. We were robbed to see if that Warrior team, who already had a chip, could come back after having the Cavs down and their foot on their throw 3-1. Hey, I get it. Durant came and some are like, that was better than winning it. But I wanted to see that. I won't get to see Clay.
You said something.
Dre and Steph.
Okay. And honestly, Goo, I love you. But you said something that no coach, that no general manager, that no owner would ever say or would ever do on purpose. You said you would rather see them fail together. You cannot run anything like that. I get sentimentality, but this is where I got to ask you. Are you really saying to me, Goo, that you would rather have signed Klay Thompson for 3 years and for that team to not make the playoffs for the next 3 years, because that's what failing together would be, as opposed to trying to do what they're going to do now and start to win some games in the next year or two?
Yeah. It's It's not a fair question.
You can't believe that.
It's not a fair question. Because when you make a decision in life, you can never know the future.
Fair. But I'm taking...
I would have been up here thinking they had action, just like they did when they brought CP3 in here and that team didn't even make the playoffs. You know what I mean? So when you put it that way, it's so unfair because I would never supersede watching Clay play and knowing the team wasn't going to make the offs.
Well, you said you were
thinking they can.
You said you'd rather see them fail together than try to go another direction.
Well, I don't think they've gotten better right now.
Okay. And we don't know that.
You're right.
If I were in a different space, I might be up here saying, this team stinks. But you know what? I watched Clay last year. I watched him all year. And I've seen these three guys play, and I get they're not sexy names, but I absolutely think this team right now might be better than last year. It might be. Those three guys bring stuff to the table that Clay doesn't bring.
And if Dre doesn't get suspended, Steiny, let's just say he plays 74 games
58
again,
wins.
Then they're going to be better. But you can't just say it's because of Clay. It'll be that Dre was available.
I told you four things. Yeah. They're not making the playoffs next year if Wiggins is like Wiggins was last year. Mm-hmm. They're not making the playoffs next year if Curry has another second half like he had. They're not making the playoffs if Draymond Green gets suspended.
And you know what? When it's all said and done, and shout out and kudos to everybody that reported what was going on behind the scenes with Clay and what he was dealing with, I'm mad at both parties. And why I say I'm mad, Steiny, is Clay was worried about other people's chicken, along with Dre. The disease of me set in, and he could have signed that deal 2 for $48 if he was feeling like I was. Hey, I got 2 more years here. We'll make the best of it and see what we can do. You would have been getting $24 million a year. You went somewhere to get 16, but
got an extra year.
Yeah, but when I hear reports about you were mad 2 years ago, the two of your comrades got a deal before you.
Yeah.
That is why I look at everybody in totality like he could have easily been remained a Warrior.
It was ego, it was spite, it was jealousy, and that's why we're all under the illusion that the Warriors players are more magnanimous than other NBA players, and they're not. They're just players like all the other players in the league.
That's what I'm
and they're selfish
out,
like all the other players in the league, especially as they get older.
And you know what?
I guarantee you what Clay will say. I got more money from Dallas than the Warriors offered me. More total money. Yeah. Well, it's only $2 million. That's right. But I got $50 million, and they were only offering $48
million. And he's got what I assume, Steiny, a starting role in Dallas.
I don't know. It'll be much easier for him to come off the bench in Dallas. You can't come off the bench here. He couldn't have sat behind Pops.
No, there's no doubt.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. Free agency a week in. Things are starting to slow down a little. Markkanen is still in the picture, but clearly it is going to take a significant package and draft picks. And if you're telling me right, I don't even care about the other players, but if you're telling me that it's at least going to be Kuminga and 2 firsts, I'm out on Markkanen. What about you guys? 888-957-9570. The other thing the Warriors can't do, unless they make other moves, is you can't acquire Markkanen and pay both Kuminga and Markkanen. You can't do that.
No, that's a right on the table.
Yeah, and I mean, look, these rules are difficult, and they're difficult for a lot of teams right now.
You asked my opinion. You said no. I said no to the Kuminga. Do you pay him this offseason? But let's just fast forward, Steiny. That Wagner deal, man, Jonathan Kuminga is about to get a payday.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Wagner's a better player.
That I agree with.
Well, I mean.
But that's a comp for Kuminga and his camp.
Yeah, I'm not.
I hear you.
I mean, to me, paying Jonathan Kuminga this offseason, anything close to $200 million.
When you've gotten burned by the last two times you've done that. Am I correct with that thinking?
What do you mean?
When you did it with Poole and Wiggins.
Exactly.
That has to not be forgotten.
Yeah. 888-957. Yeah, and don't forget 650 on the Xfinity mobile text line. I forgot we have at the River Islands guest line. Don't forget the taxes Clay will save playing in Texas. I know you don't want to hear that. I know you think it's funny, but it's like it's meaningful.
I got to.
It's absolutely meaningful.
Right.
He got more money in Dallas. Like what? He got more money in Dallas.
There's a caveat, but the big bear is he wanted 4 years because his comrade. Everybody, let's not ignore the stench that, and the stuff that was going on and the jealousy and the I and me that was going on. That is a point. The taxes, I get you. Shout out 1040.
Here's another point.
But you know what I mean, man.
Here's another point.
It's not why he's not here.
Here's another point. Maybe he wanted to play for a contender. Dallas was just in the NBA Finals, and they need shooting. And if I'm Klay Thompson, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm a pretty good shooter. I might be able to take him over the top. He didn't. There's no way Klay looked at this team and said, well, we can make a run. Like, I think we're finding out a lot about what the Warriors are starting to think about themselves. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, I didn't pay off the tease of why the Warriors aren't done. Because they've done some things this offseason where if you look, you can tell that they're not done. They're just not. 888-957-9570 to get into the conversation. What's coming up on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment was brought to you by Safeway. World B3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.